Number 4, Lathrop Manor, built in 1660, with additions in 1745, at 380 Washington Street. Benedict Arnold was the son of merchant Captain Benedict Arnold. Captain Arnold and his wife, Hannah Waterman Arnold, had 5 children. A 3-year-old son, Absalom, died from illness in 1747, leaving the family distraught from the loss. In 1752, 11-year-old Benedict was sent to Canterbury to be schooled by a relation, Dr. Cogswell. The intention was to prepare young Benedict to continue his education at Yale. His foundational studies included English, mathematics, logic, and history. Diphtheria, a virulent disease that ravaged communities, struck the town of Norwich in 1753. Within a 19-day span, Captain Arnold and Hannah Arnold lost 2 more children, Mary and Elizabeth. Captain Arnold's mercantile business was already suffering, and he was beyond ability to cope with his losses. Captain Arnold turned to drinking heavily to find solace. Hannah Arnold penned a letter to her son with advice to help his grief and guide his path.
To Mr. Benedict Arnold at Canterbury, Norwich, April 12, 1754. Dear child, I received yours of the first instant, and was glad to hear that you was well. Pray, my dear, let your first concern be to make your peace with God, as it is of all concerns of the greatest importance. Keep a steady watch over your thoughts, words, and actions. Be dutiful to superiors, obliging to equals, and affable to inferiors, if any there such be. Always choose that your companions be your betters, that by their good example you may learn. From your affectionate mother, Hannah Arnold. P.S. I have sent you 50 shillings. Your father put in 20 more. Use it prudently, as you are accountable to God and to your father. Your father joins with me in love and service to Mr. Cogswell and Lady and yourself. Your sister is from home.
Before the year's end, Benedict was forced to leave school and return home. The family could no longer afford his private education due to his father's deterioration. Hannah Waterman Arnold knew her son could not attain a Yale degree, but made arrangements to ensure he had a good apprenticeship. She asked her cousins, Dr. Daniel Lathrop, and his brother, Joshua Lathrop, to take young Benedict in and teach him their trade. The brothers ran a successful apothecary and mercantile business in Norwich. Benedict arrived at the stately Center Hall house with twin chimneys and was welcomed by Dr. Daniel Lathrop and his wife, Jerusha Talcott Lathrop. They understood all too well the losses the Arnold family suffered. The Lathrops lost their 3 children in infancy to an illness. It was in this loving home that Benedict Arnold matured, and under the cousin's tutelage became a fine apothecary, eventually opening his own shop in New Haven. Those years of apprenticeship were marked by the shame of his father's downward spiral into public drunkenness. In 1759, Benedict's mother died, and 2 years later, his father also died. The Lathrops continued to support the siblings, Hannah and Benedict, and assisted with the sale of the Arnold family home. The Arnold siblings began their fresh start in New Haven. In the 19th century, famous poet Lydia Huntley Sigourney lived in the house, and in the 20th century, Charlotte Perkins Gilman, renowned author, also lived in the house.